Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
All right, David, some form of football here, right? Great. Hit the music. Let's do this.
All right.
Oh, God.
Hey.
Go ahead.
NFL scheduling. It's getting ready to come out this week. We're going to find out games as the week goes along.
Oh, can't wait. I won't be able to sleep.
But NFL.com came out with a list of their top 10 most anticipated games for the year. I also came out with three honorable mentions, and one game is kind of iffy because we don't know where Aaron Rodgers is at. So let's start off with the honorable mention games. Philadelphia and Washington, rematch of the NFC title game. Is that a game that you guys are anticipating?
Eh. Buddy, it's May 12th. I don't know what to tell you here. I don't get why people are so bricked up about a schedule that's 6 months away.
Well, you can make your plans now. You can book your flights.
Okay.
Yeah, that one I don't really not excited for yet. Okay. There'll be others.
I hate both of those teams, so I'm the wrong guy to ask.
David, I'm going to move one because your team did not get the quarterback that they want right now.
Correct.
So I'm going to put Green Bay and Pittsburgh in the honorable mention. Now, if Aaron Rodgers was there, that would be an anticipated game, yes?
Yeah, for franchise history, yes, that's great.
Great uniform game.
It sure is, but we have no quarterback. Mason Rudolph right now, so there is no excitement for me on that one.
Great uniform game. It's I like watching the Steelers. I don't know, it always feels like a bigger game when the Steelers are on. Okay. I like the jerseys. I don't mind their fans. They don't have anything else. Pittsburgh's a dump. So, yeah, you just...
A bunch of heels is what they
have. It's basically like civilized West Virginia. It's not... I like the Steelers. I do. I just don't like David.
The final honorable mention for me, I thought this should have been in the top 10, but I may be jaded. The Lions, Bears.
I'm in.
That's a top 10.
I'm in on
it's
that.
It's not a top 10 according to NFL.com.
No, I'll tell you, it's number one according to Jim Costa. I mean, he nearly popped through your speakers talking about, we're going to show Ben Johnson. Ah! He sounded like
Howard Dean.
No, like one of the wrestling promos where Macho Man was all coked up.
Ah.
You don't know. I'm like, Jim, it's not that big a deal. It's May 12th.
I heard he said, give me Cleveland for Thanksgiving because I want an easy game that we can just win so the turkey tastes better.
I just.
That's not
their whole show is scheduled. I couldn't believe it.
Okay. At number 10, Seattle and the Pittsburgh Steelers. The DK Metcalf game.
Zero interest.
Lions and Bears are better than that one, so no.
No. I put the Lions and Bears right. Now, there's one at number 8 that I was like, really? But no. I'll let you guys decide.
No one wants to see Sam Darnold's face on TV. I'm out on that.
The DK Metcalf?
No. Zero. That's a zero out of 10.
No, I'm good.
At number 9.
Yeah.
It's the revenge game. It's Sam Darnold versus J.J. McCarthy.
No.
Minnesota, Seattle.
I'm going to say yes to that, not because of Sam Darnold's face, but because I think J.J. is one of the more fascinating stories in the league. What week is that?
We don't know.
We don't know yet. They'll have it, but
let's talk schedule.
Yeah.
Who
do you want to play on Thursday night?
These are just games.
No.
You don't
I'd
know
watch
when.
That. No, I'd watch that. Okay. I would.
I'm good.
At number 8, this is one where I was like, I had to look the research. But Denver taking on Houston. Basically, they're saying it's a battle between D'Amico Ryan's defense versus Sean Payton's offense.
Nah. Sean Payton's face annoys me. Bo Nix annoys me. Yeah, it's all annoying. Nah, I'm out.
There'll be no Tank Dell.
I thought he was going to be back in 10 days.
So I'm going to say no on that one.
Okay.
Out.
At number 7, Baltimore, Kansas City.
Yes. Yes, because Lamar will play great because it's the regular season, and it'll give me something to slander him on when they rematch in the playoffs and he bleeps himself. Yes, all in.
See, and that's why I'm going to say no, because we won't get the answer on Lamar Jackson during the game. We won't.
Those answers don't come until late January.
Right. So no.
But it's Baltimore, KC.
Okay.
I'm in.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. You really didn't need a reason for that.
Hey, a fun fact. There's a horse named after Lamar now. Big Truz. No, that's his nickname. Big Truz.
Okay.
I was waiting for something.
No one named a horse playoff loser. No. No, I'm serious.
Where are we going with this?
Do you know Lamar is hosting a symposium on horse racing this weekend for the Preakness?
Is Leggett?
Lamar.
No, because I saw he said he wanted to get into horse racing too. So
get him into an English class first.
Okay. What made it so bad is they did the clip, the NFL put it out there, and it literally has subtitles in it.
It has to.
Yeah, from the Derby.
It's like 1970s Kung Fu, except different.
It was the Derby footage, and it was subtitles under there. And I found myself like, wait, I'm actually reading this.
Rico thought he was back in a film class watching a Fellini movie.
At number six, Chicago, Washington. They had the Hail Mary game last year. You got two young quarterbacks, and now you're adding Ben Johnson in the mix as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Caleb. It's Jaden Daniels. Yes. All in.
Yeah, I want to see if Caleb can meet the level that Jaden had last year. So, yes.
So, there's a game that you actually like. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I said Lions-Bears earlier.
Well, you know what? Here's the other thing. I'm sorry this isn't going to be like other shows where they need wet wipes for everybody. Oh, my God. It's just so exciting. It's May 12th.
I got you.
At number five, Cincinnati and Buffalo.
Out.
No matter what, on that one. If you like offense.
I know.
This is the game you want to watch.
Watching the Bengals makes me sad. I love Joe Burrow. That team is just ruining him. They're running him into the ground.
He may be the coolest man in the world.
He is, and he should play in New York.
Like, everything he does is just like, my goodness. He's like, he's the new George Clooney. He's just cool, no matter what.
No matter
what he wears.
Too bad Nebraska told him he was a safety.
Mistakes were made.
Whoops.
At number four,
mm-hmm.
You guys want to take a guess?
No.
Kansas City and Philadelphia. Rematch of the Super Bowl.
100%.
Yes.
Super Bowl rematch, premium brands. Good uniform game.
Yes, I'm in. At number three, the LA Rams and Baltimore Ravens.
Yes.
They played the overtime game last year.
Yeah. Yeah. And forgive me, wasn't it like 37-34?
37-31.
Yeah. So, yes, because McVay. They had like four plays of 50 yards or more. Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
I like watching Stafford the later years. And now that he's not a Lion, I don't have to like hate him.
There's no rooting. Yeah, it's like, if he loses, no big deal.
He's just a tough SOB, and he's still playing really good football. I'm in.
All right. And you're in as well?
Yes.
At number two, the game that never happened last year, Lions and Philadelphia.
Sure. Also, I can hear Costa talk about double-digit disco. And the team loses by 60.
Do you think he would do that?
100% he will. He doesn't learn from his mistakes. You know, 100%.
You're right.
I'm not looking forward to that game.
Why?
Because I don't want to hear all week from the fans.
It's a measuring stick game.
We're healthy. If this would have been it last year.
David, it's measuring stick.
Well, we don't know when the game's going to be, but it is. This is one of those games where you at? How's your defense looking?
I know that. I just don't want to hear from these fans.
Sorry. Well, you know, they should ban the tush push.
Well, they're right about that.
Football play. And at number one, David, would you like to guess? Because I know what he's going to say.
What is he guessing?
Care.
There's 32 teams.
Just that game that they think is the best game, the most anticipated game.
Sure.
Steelers-Lions.
No. That's called if you can't sleep at night. Kansas City-Buffalo.
Yes, always.
Yeah.
Josh Allen will win it in the regular season and then get thrown off a cliff in the postseason. Can't wait.
The post-game press conference. No, it's going to be different. I know I won this game, but we're going to carry this over into the postseason.
We'll get no answers for the postseason again.
So,
but yes.
Right. Is that game in Buffalo?
We don't know yet.
But we do know.
We do know.
I'm kidding. Hold on. Hey, maybe it's a Peacock exclusive. Did you see that announcement, by the way?
Yes.
Now we got a game. What is it? Saturday, December 27th.
Yeah.
Sure.
The game is in Buffalo.
Yep.
Yes.
I love Buffalo.
It. Yep. Good. Put that in December.
Orchard Park.
Love it. Anything else?
That's it.
Hey, where are the Giants on all these games? Oh, wait.
According to this list, the Lions had one anticipated game, and that was against Philly. That's why I said, got to put the Bears in there. Just for the fact, Ben Johnson coming back home.
Who do you want to play on Thanksgiving? 248.
Well, fortunately, they can't do back-to-back Thanksgiving Day games, so it won't be the Bears.
Thanksgiving.
That's your anticipated scheduling blitz, 97.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Jason Tatum's balls. I want to do an homage here. I always liked this when the late, great Jamie Samuelson and Wojo would do this type of thing. It's called Something or Nothing. And I don't know. But the way they used to do this is they would put something out there. And you, the listener, would have the two choices. Is this something or nothing? And it's simple. So just hear me out, and it's something or nothing. Now, David, this does involve Michigan, so I'm sure you're going to say something mean to Rico. Very excited. Has anyone noticed the change in temperature since Michigan self-imposed that joke of a suspension on Moore? And you go, change in temperature? I'm not talking Mother Nature. I'm talking from the bought and paid for, you know, Michigan bathwater drinkers. Now, first things first, if you're paid by the very thing you cover, you're not a journalist. You're a hype man. So let's just stop with that. Then you get into the people who are what I consider the Jerry Falwells of coverage. You just pander. You do whatever it takes, and it doesn't matter how bad the school takes you to town. You just want to keep the fan base on your side for clicks. And there are names attached to this. We can go down that road. What I'm saying is, unlikely sources, people who have told you from the start, there is nothing to see here. There are no penalties. Only people who care are Buckeyes and Spartans. All of a sudden now, these same people on a national level. Well, you know, I expect a vacating of wins. That was from noted Michigan bootlicker Josh Pate. Then the ultimate Dinder Mifflin, dull-ass Joel Klatt today. Oh, something big is coming. Wait, Joel, you spent the last 2 years telling us it was nothing. It was, in fact, a nothing burger. Then you've even got people from the inner sanctums of the Falwell level of coverage talking about, oh, this isn't good. Is it something or nothing here? Because the tone, look, even... And again, personal and professional, like even John Jansen has kind of backed off his what's your experience belt to ass routine. John's gotten very quiet. Now you're seeing other people say, you know, I just don't know what's going to happen. Well, before they were busy on the Connor Stallions docuseries, yucking it up. Now it's, oh, golly gee, I don't know. Something or nothing. I'm asking.
I think it's something. I think it's something, Mike, and I think...
Insert David Mean comment first.
He's got time.
I'm asking something or nothing.
I think it's something, and I think the genesis was when Michigan came out and self-imposed two games for Sherrone Moore. I think at that point, people realized this may be a little bit more than what we thought because everybody was trying to just shrug it off and... Only Spartans and Buckeyes actually care about this. Nobody else does. It's just you two fan bases. If you guys would just shut up, it would go away. And now all of a sudden, Michigan is saying, yeah, how about we give you a preemptive? He won't coach these two games. Can we go that route? We don't know what the NCAA is going to say, but the fact that you're willing.
Let me help you.
The fact that you're willing to come off of games says. It is a lot more serious than you initially thought it was going to be. Now, what the penalty is going to be, I don't know. But you're right. All of a sudden, it was just... It's
weird
just
tone change.
Quiet.
Yeah. Especially from people who are... Look, here's the thing. This is the other problem through this whole thing. I've never sat here and acted like I know what's going to happen. I can't predict it. I've just always believed it would be more than what the cultists believe. The point is, like, the playbook was written at the start of this. Well, they can't take away our season. At the start of it, lone wolf, no competitive advantage. NCAA's evil. Well, Harbaugh's gone. Well, it's been so long, who cares? It's like it's a playbook. And now you get within a month of the Committee on Infractions, June 6th and 7th, and all of a sudden it's turned into like when a construction truck backs up and the beeping. And you go, wait a second, these are the same people who said nothing was going to happen for so long, and now they're sitting there backpedaling. Mm-hmm. And how do I know it? Well, it's because we consume all this media. And look, I still don't believe there's a way Ward survives. I still don't believe Sherrone Moore survives. I just don't know how Moore gets out of this without a show cause, which in essence ends your career. Now, anything beyond that, I have no idea. Are they going to vacate wins or not? No idea.
Well, see, my thing is, which way do they go? They go forward or do they go backwards? Do they take away wins and vacate them, or do they go forward and say, okay, well, you're going to have a postseason ban for a year or two? I don't think it'll be both, but I'm wondering which way the NCAA would go.
I just want to know if the tone changed. And if you're a hardcore college football fan, you know the names I'm mentioning. And you damn well know the names I'm not referring to because they don't deserve any oxygen. The point is, they're all bought and paid for at worst, or at best, they pander to a big-ass fan base because they're afraid of being honest. And almost everybody in the last week, man, is it? It's Fred Flintstone backpedaling. And I don't know if it's something or nothing. So that's why I did the Jamie and Wojo question. 248-539-9797. David, do you want, first of all, mean comment for Rico?
Or? No mean comment. I think it's something, and I agree with your reasoning, Rico. I do believe that it changed from that because a lot of people were saying at the time, mm-hmm. How dare you give them this? The NCAA is going to do nothing to you. You should have done two games. And then all of a sudden, it seemed to be a reason they did two games. They're trying to get the two games. Yes, the tone changed because of that.
Yeah.
They start realizing, I think, ooh, Michigan, there's something here and there.
And
there's something here.
And also to add to that, you've also heard from some Michigan fans, no matter what happens, you better go to court and you better fight this and you better not just roll over and show your belly and don't take the high ground. And
fight what, though?
The NCAA.
The NCAA's already said they have evidence on you.
Right. Take it to court.
What are you doing? Slapping on your amicus briefs? What are you going to sue them for?
No, if you take it, because here's the thing. You take it to court, I think it's only going to get worse.
Michigan admitted they cheated.
I understand. Here's the thing.
Why are we yelling? I don't even know what's happening.
Well, no, settle down.
If you just, I'm going to say something nice to David.
Okay.
If you had, David said, if you just took your punishment
it'd probably be over.
You just ate your vegetables. You were coming off the national title game. You knew the season was going to be bad anyway. You didn't have a quarterback. And imagine how good a Michigan fan would have felt that your final game of the year, you went to Columbus and you beat Ohio State. You would have been feeling like, you know what? F the NCAA.
Correct.
We're great.
Something that was unnecessary last year was the whole Sherrone Moore should be fired conversation. Fans started doing it as the season is going on.
I defended him.
It wasn't even necessary if you just take the punishment. No one would have cared what he looked like, what the result were, nothing, except for the Ohio State game. Then I'm like, okay, cool. Now we can start fresh
but
in 2025.
David, do you agree with what I've said from the beginning? Look, there are guys who did less than Sherrone who were given show causes.
Correct.
I just don't know how he gets out of it. I don't know how Ward gets out of it. So I just wanted to look beyond that. I have no idea. Do I think there should be a postseason? Now, what I should and what will, two completely different conversations. And I have stayed away from the should because you're arguing on virtue in like the sport of prostitution. There's no virtue in college. It's just general scumbaggery. So I just, is it something or nothing based on friendly Michigan media singing a different tune the past week?
Well, I would say
feels
this,
weird.
And give credit to the texter that just texted us in, and that was another reason why things have changed and why people are changing their tune.
Let's hear it.
President Ono left. And people were wondering, why would he leave Michigan? There are some things and reasonings out there for why he's leaving Michigan. And part of it is what's going on right now. There's other investigations as well. So, I mean, he didn't leave for no reason.
Listen, part of it is the school's probably facing all in total a $1 billion lawsuit for the Weiss thing. You know, I've heard people don't think kindly on getting hacked. So I don't know, man. Look, it's not, I don't care. The whole place could burn down. I don't care. I told people I made a deal with them. Go win your games. Do your thing. You're not going to like what happens afterwards. I'm not judging you for enjoying yourself. Take the pictures. Well, we're in the after part. I have no idea. But man, when it's almost like if you go to McDonald's and you're expecting their menu and you roll up and they're serving sushi, you go, wait, this something's not right here. Mm-hmm. You know when these bathwater drinker medias are, and they're going, wait, Joel Klatch just said something. Here, hold on. Let me give you the quote. I could probably do a better service if I gave you the quote.
No. But Mike, I get what you're saying because I do think a lot of it came when all of a sudden Michigan stepped forward and said, we're going to go ahead and impose two games. NCAA, is that good enough?
No.
Because if you did nothing, why are you giving up two games?
Yeah, here, example. Josh Pate has literally been Jerry Falwell for Michigan, okay? I mean, Michigan could be making love to a significant other, and he'd be like, oh, go blue.
Keep going.
All right. So he's out here in the Twitter sphere. David, thank you for attaching this. Someone wrote, imagine if we lived in just world, what would the correct punishment be for Michigan? For several level ones, massive fines, loss of scholarships, and a multi-year postseason ban. Huh? This dude's been out here telling people ain't nothing going to happen. Joel Klatt is the one who tried to tell you, oh, minimal. Joel Klatt was basically a different version of a John Bot. Now Klatt's out there going, oh, man, something big's coming. And I'm like, wait, what? Other people who participated in that clown show documentary, oh, he's and ha-has. Now it's, oh, I don't know what's going to happen. It just feels weird. I'm asking.
Silence is deafening.
Okay, I'm asking.
No. I get it, but I think, yeah.
The Jamie and Wojo bit, and if you think it's nothing, that doesn't mean you're a bad person. I'm asking. David, anything mean for Rico, or can we move on? Okay. Okay, David, we did a little something or nothing, the Jamie and Wojo thing. And I just asked the question. The ticket techs are flying. The Bregman thing is a non-story. He didn't diss Detroit. Somebody offered to pay him more than Aaron Judge, and he said yes. That's it. Full stop. But, David, go ahead.
And he went to a better ballpark for what he does.
Exactly, but he can't say that to you.
I know.
Because then you know what happens. Right.
You're not tough, and you want the easy way out.
Yeah, pretty much. David, go ahead.
Something. I do think Sherrone Moore will be out before the season even starts. This texter says, someone says, this is really getting old as far as Michigan football goes. The NCAA needs to just give us our punishment so we can all move on, put this past us already. But it is something from Marlon.
Okay. And Marlon, all I want to say is this. I hate the NCAA. The NCAA is awful. But when you do everything to deflect and deny and obstruct, you know, the NCAA comes to town, you no-show them, all the written correspondence, you don't reply, you've got a coach who destroyed evidence, you got another coach who told people not to talk. Like, it's a two-way street here, too. The other problem, and there's no smarm, this is, we're all adults, you also wouldn't stop getting in trouble. You can't even keep your scandals straight. So there's been a lot. Now, do I think the NCAA runs an efficient process? No. But here's what I've never subscribed to. I love how it goes full circle to where now this is where Michigan media and some fans have arrived at. Well, it's been so long, you know, That's not really how it works.
Why are we still punishing these kids?
Yeah, I don't know. Have you looked at the United States judicial system? A guy could be slanging crack and his trial doesn't start for 3 years.
Well, see, that's why I said, now, if the NCAA really wanted to make a statement, you could actually punish in real time that the kids who actually, and the people and the coaches who did this stuff wrong could have been punished and it could have been over with and you would have moved forward.
Yes, but again, the NCAA doesn't have a subpoena power. They don't have a true investigative department. But that's also how much you got to F up to actually get in real trouble. Look, when Tennessee was dead to rights for the whole paper bag money routine, Tennessee said, we're up on the cross, here's everything. Do what you got to do. You did the opposite of that, and what you did was far worse. I've never argued that paying a player is somehow there's a victim there. No, it's a victimless crime in my world. They get the money, you get the player, win-win. What Michigan did was on field. That's something we just haven't seen.
And spare me the whole, well, everybody steals signs.
No, okay.
I'm not anything that you can get on TV, yes. But you were actually, you there was a system of sending people to games to spy on them. You had somebody there in another team's gear and spy glasses that I thought was fake. And I'm like, this can't be real. And it was.
Who knew the night you got Costa on TV would be the night that was the second biggest story? Who knew?
Get him on TV. I simply upgraded him.
As we all innocently watched.
Right, I simply upgraded him and his lovely wife to better seats.
David.
Well, he can see Stallions. Yeah. It's nothing because the top players would have hit the portal already. That's what this texter believes.
Well, your recruiting is in the toilet.
Don't give him facts. Mike.
No.
You got the number one quarterback.
You got Larry Ellison to bribe him. Look at your 2026 recruiting. You're not inside the top 30. I mean, guys, I'm not making that up. Your coaches weren't even on the road because they were serving as a part of their suspension for Cheeseburger Gate. And players don't react in real time to stuff like this. Very few players and families are proactive. They're reactive. Mm-hmm. Plus, everyone in your life is reassuring you it's a nothing burger.
No big deal. It'll blow over. It won't affect you, son.
And in the end, if someone's paying you money to play, what do you care about a postseason ban? Or what do you care about some of these things? You don't. Because all of the things we used to care about with college football, they don't matter anymore.
So you do a Quinn Ewers, you take the money from Ohio State, and then you leave and go someplace you want to go?
Pretty much. And that happens at every school. I don't know. I just don't, even if Michigan got some very serious penalties, I don't think it's going to be some mass exodus. Does the check clear? Now, if the checks don't clear, the players go bye-bye.
Right.
Well, I don't know.
No, I mean, I think at that point, it's are you there for the money? Are you there to try to win a title? If you're there, or are you just there because you wanted to go to Michigan? If the answer to that is two of the three, you stay.
Well, you know why Underwood's there.
Right.
There wasn't a single good reason for him to go there other than an unbelievable life-changing amount of money for him and his family. Tip of the cap. Yeah. Be wise with it. Don't go buying some Rolls Royce. You're not that rich yet. Go ahead, David.
As a Buckeye fan, we got both for the Tattoo Gate. We vacated wins and had a postseason ban. This was way worse. They should get the same, if not more. That is from Steve.
And Steve, you're operating in should. So noted, I happen to agree with you, but I'm not living in should. What will? I just still find it very hard to believe the blast radius won't claim the AD, the head coach, and then, yeah, some penalties here on the actual program. Now, there's also a distinction that has to be made between individuals and program. I can't sort through that. I'm not sitting in the case file room.
Josh Payton, Joe Klatt, who were early defenders, have now turned completely around in the last few days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is definitely something.
They're changing outfits more than Robin Williams and Mrs. Doubtfire in that dinner scene.
Hello!
Hot jambalaya! I mean, they're just like, what happened? You were just sitting at the table having scotch.
Your face is melting.
Now you're poisoning Pierce Brosnan. It's a trip when you listen to it. You're like, whoa, it's the Nick Young meme. I was like, wait, what? All the question marks were floating around my head. I'm like, eh?
Did you just say what I... You did. Oh, okay.
Rewind was necessary on a couple of these.
Someone says, it's nothing. There's going to be a backdoor deal, though, where Michigan gives the NCAA a blank check and says, fill it out.
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me. It wouldn't. And look... Ultimately, it's all about your perspective. If you're a Michigan fan, you probably got to be pretty unique to view it that you smeared your own name. If you're not a Michigan fan, it's clear your program will never be viewed the same. But in the end, that's all a personal, subjective matter. You know, it's I don't ever expect justice in college sports. I never have. So it just...
No, unless you're a tiny little school and then they give you that.
Oh, then you're effed.
Right.
Oh, Georgia cheated? See you later, Roadrunners of UTSA. What happened? They got sent to the moon. They're not playing this fall.
Georgia Southern,
no more James Madison.
That's it. The Dukes are out. Game over. What'd they do? Well, they looked at us wrong. But no, that was all something or nothing. And I had to ask. I appreciate your guys' feedback. Let's get a little bit of football in the mix next. A little bit of fact or fiction. 5 o'clock. Two sports, two superstars, two availabilities. Which one do you demand your teams go and get? Rico's already left the studio. He's had enough.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.